Epictetus once said, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." Have you ever caught yourself saying something that immediately made you wish you could take it back? Language is powerful. It can open doors or build walls. The wisdom of ancient philosophers can refine our speech and transform our lives. Lesson 1. I can't handle this anymore. A Stoic examination. Imagine you're faced with an insurmountable challenge. The pressure is mounting, and you feel on the brink of capitulation. It's in these moments that a phrase might slip out. I can't handle this anymore. While human and understandable, this expression is a surrender to circumstance, a forfeiture of your inner power that the Stoics teach us to guard zealously. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, emphasized control over the mind as the essence of strength. He believed that external events only gain power over us when we permit them to disrupt our internal fortitude. Thus, uttering phrases of defeat not only reflects a temporary loss of control, but also reinforces a mindset of helplessness, which Stoicism diligently works against. The Stoic philosophy hinges on the perception of control. When you say, "I can't handle this anymore," you're essentially stating that an external situation has overwhelmed your internal resources. However, Stoicism invites us to invert this perception. Nothing external can overpower us unless we concede that power. This teaching encourages us to reassess not just our words but the beliefs that underpin them. By understanding that control is truly internal, anchored in our responses and decisions, we begin to see that our capacity to handle challenges is much greater than we might initially believe. This shift is crucial, transforming potential despair into a narrative of endurance and strength. Intelligent individuals influenced by Stoic thought might articulate their challenges differently. Instead of expressing defeat, they could say, "This challenge is tough, but I am capable of working through it." Such statements affirm one's ability to manage difficulties, which is a core Stoic practice. This not only helps maintain a positive internal dialogue, but also projects a sense of competence and control to others. Expressions of resilience reinforce our self-efficacy, encouraging a cycle of positive feedback and enhanced self-confidence, crucial for tackling any of life's adversities. Epictetus, once a slave, became a celebrated Stoic philosopher, epitomizing the Stoic ideal of inner freedom despite external constraints. His teachings underscore that our responses to life's hardships define our character more than the hardships themselves. When faced with physical and social limitations, he chose intellectual and spiritual growth, which no external force could hinder. His life is a testament to the power of Stoic resilience, illustrating that what we say in response to adversity shapes not only our own mindset, but also how we navigate the world. In today's fast-paced, often overwhelming world, maintaining a Stoic composure offers a refreshing fortitude. When we replace "I can't handle this anymore" with or "I am ready to face this challenge," we not only empower ourselves but also inspire others who may feel similarly overwhelmed. This approach can shift workplace cultures, enhance personal relationships, and lead to better mental health. The modern Stoic becomes a beacon of resilience, demonstrating that, with the right mindset, challenges become catalysts for growth rather than obstacles. Consider a recent event where you felt overwhelmed. How did you describe the situation to yourself and others? Did your words empower you, or did they reinforce feelings of despair? By retrospectively applying Stoic reasoning to our language, we can uncover new insights into our emotional resilience. This reflection is not about self-reprimand, but about learning and preparing ourselves for future challenges with a more empowered narrative. A practical method to cultivate a Stoic way of speaking is the "reflect before you react" technique. Before articulating feelings of defeat, pause to consider a Stoic response. Ask yourself, "How can I view this challenge as an opportunity to utilize my strengths?" Such pauses not only prevent regrettable words but also reframe your mindset, building a habit of Stoic reflection that can withstand life's pressures. How do you usually react when faced with seemingly insurmountable challenges? Can you recall a time when changing your language changed your experience? Engage with us in the comments below sharing your stories of overcoming adversity through stoic wisdom. Let's learn together how to transform our phrases of defeat into declarations of strength. Embracing the stoic approach to language and thought not only alters our personal experiences but also influences those around us. By choosing words that reflect inner strength and control, we live true to the stoic philosophy that teaches us to look within for resilience. Each phrase we choose is a brick in the fortress of our inner citadel, fortifying us against the trials of life. Lesson 2. It's not my fault. Embracing responsibility through stoicism. Have you ever found yourself deflecting blame when things go wrong? It's a common reaction, but one that stoicism teaches us to reconsider. The phrase, "it's not my fault," encapsulates a refusal to accept responsibility, which can hinder personal growth and ethical maturity. Stoics advocate for a profound sense of accountability for one's own actions and reactions, regardless of external influences. By accepting responsibility, we align more closely with the Stoic ideal of living a virtuous life, marked by self-control and rational decision-making. This lesson delves into why intelligent people, guided by Stoic principles, avoid using phrases that dodge personal responsibility, and how they approach situations with a mindset geared toward personal accountability and improvement. The Stoic philosophy places great emphasis on the concept of control, particularly over one's own actions and judgments. When someone says, "it's not my fault," they typically seek to externalize blame, suggesting that the circumstances were beyond their control. However, Stoics like Epictetus argued that while we may not control external events, we have absolute sovereignty over how we respond to them. This perspective encourages a reassessment of how we perceive fault and responsibility. Instead of focusing on external attribution, Stoicism teaches us to look inward and question how our actions, decisions, or lack thereof, contributed to the outcome. This inward focus not only fosters personal growth, but also strengthens our ability to handle similar situations in the future more effectively. Externalizing blame can be psychologically comforting in the short term, but it's ultimately detrimental. It prevents us from learning from our mistakes and stunts our emotional and intellectual development. When we routinely blame others or circumstances, we deny ourselves the opportunity to scrutinize our actions and make necessary adjustments. This behavior can lead to a pattern of chronic avoidance and reduced resilience, as we become less capable of dealing with adversity. The Stoic approach, by contrast, encourages embracing every experience, especially failures, as opportunities for learning and self-improvement. This proactive stance not only enhances our competence, but also our confidence in handling future challenges. Incorporating Stoicism into daily life means practicing acceptance of responsibility in both minor and major matters. For instance, if a project at work fails, rather than immediately declaring, "it's not my fault," a Stoic-minded individual would analyze their own role in the outcome. They would ask themselves questions about what they could have done differently and how they can contribute to a solution. This approach does not mean assuming undue blame, but rather taking an honest inventory of one's contributions to the situation. It's about seeking control over the controllable, namely, our actions and attitudes. Embracing responsibility builds resilience. When we acknowledge our role in the failures and successes in our lives, we empower ourselves. We move from being passive recipients of fate to active navigators of our destiny. This empowerment comes with a deep understanding of the cause and effect in our lives, making us more adept at predicting and influencing outcomes. Stoics find this empowering, as it aligns with the philosophy's emphasis on fostering inner strength and independence from external validation or criticism. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often discussed the importance of taking responsibility for one's thoughts and actions as part of the Stoic path to virtue. He believed that personal responsibility was not a burden, but a form of liberation. By accepting responsibility, we free ourselves from the turmoil of trying to control the uncontrollable. Aurelius's reflections encourage us to accept that while we cannot control external events, we can control our character and choices, which are the true measures of our worth. the long-term benefits of embracing Stoic responsibility are profound. Individuals who practice this philosophy tend to develop stronger relationships, both personally and professionally, because they are seen as trustworthy and dependable. Additionally, their ability to handle adversity improves, as they are continually learning from their experiences. Over time, this leads to a life marked by fewer regrets and a clearer conscience. The practice of taking responsibility thus not only improves individual lives, but also contributes to a more ethical society. To practice speaking more intelligently and in line with Stoic principles, replace deflective or blame-shifting language with responsibility-accepting phrases. For example, instead of saying, "It's not my fault this happened," try, "Let's look at how I can help fix this situation." This not only changes the tone of the conversation, but also positions you as a proactive and reliable individual. Regular practice of this speaking habit will reinforce your internal sense of agency and responsibility, making it a natural part of your character. Stoicism teaches us that intelligent people avoid saying, "It's not my fault," not because they are eager to accept blame, but because they understand the value of owning their actions. This understanding fosters greater personal development, ethical living, and community respect. By embracing responsibility, we align ourselves with the Stoic goal of living a rational and virtuous life, grounded in the realities of our actions and their impacts on the world around us. Lesson 3. This is too hard. When faced with a daunting challenge, it's not uncommon to hear someone exclaim, "This is too hard." This statement, though a natural expression of frustration, encapsulates a defeatist attitude that Stoicism teaches us to avoid. Stoic philosophy encourages us to embrace challenges not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities to demonstrate and develop our virtues, such as perseverance, resilience, and courage. By declaring something too difficult, we risk shutting down the possibility of growth and surrendering to our limitations. This lesson explores why intelligent people, informed by Stoic thought, steer clear of this phrase and how they reframe challenges to align with their philosophy of personal empowerment and enduring tenacity. Stoicism is not merely about enduring pain or difficulty, it's about transforming adversity into advantage. When someone says, "This is too hard," they effectively place a limit on their capacity for growth and adaptation. Stoics, on the other hand, view each difficulty as a test of their character and a chance to apply Stoic virtues. Seneca, a renowned Stoic philosopher, argued that without exposure to windstorms, we cannot expect the strength of oak trees. This metaphor highlights the necessity of adversity for growth and strength. By embracing challenges, Stoics find meaning and value, forging resilience through persistent effort and rational approach to obstacles. Declaring, "This is too hard," is a manifestation of a limiting belief that hinders potential achievement. Such statements reinforce mental barriers that constrain us to our comfort zones. Stoicism teaches the importance of examining and overcoming these self-imposed limits. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively about the power of the mind to shape our experiences. He believed that life becomes hard not because of the nature of our challenges, but because of our perceptions of them. By changing our internal dialogue from limitation to possibility, we align more closely with Stoic ideals and open up a world of potential for personal and professional development. In practical terms, Stoics replace the phrase, "This is too hard," with, "What can I learn from this challenge?" This shift in perspective not only mitigates feelings of overwhelm, but also catalyzes the development of problem-solving strategies. It encourages a proactive engagement with challenges, focusing on what is within one's control, namely, one's thoughts and actions. This approach does not trivialize the difficulty, but reframes the challenge as a puzzle to be solved or a lesson to be learned, thereby maintaining a constructive and active stance in the face of adversity. Stoic resilience is built through continuous exposure to and engagement with difficulties, not by avoiding them. By consistently confronting what is hard and reframing these experiences as essential to personal growth, Stoics develop a robustness that transcends the immediate struggle. This resilience is not an innate trait, but a cultivated skill that comes from the repeated practice of facing and overcoming adversity. Each challenge overcome is a victory not just over the external circumstance, but over the self-doubt and limitation that once held us back. Historically, many Stoics demonstrated remarkable fortitude in the face of adversity. Consider Epictetus, who, despite being born into slavery and facing physical disability, never yielded to despair. His teachings reflect a life lived in accordance with Stoic principles, where every hardship was a chance to reinforce his commitment to virtue. His life serves as a powerful reminder that our responses to challenges define our character more than the nature of the challenges themselves. The long-term benefits of embracing rather than shunning difficulties are profound. Individuals who adopt a Stoic approach to challenges tend to experience greater satisfaction in life. They are often more successful in their personal and professional endeavors because they are not deterred by the fear of failure. Furthermore, this mindset promotes a lifelong habit of learning and adaptability, which are invaluable in an ever-changing world. To practice speaking more intelligently and stoically, begin by monitoring your language when faced with difficulties. Instead of saying, "This is too hard," try articulating the specific nature of the challenge and your plan to tackle it. For example, "This task is complex and I will break it down into manageable steps." This not only prevents the emotional escalation associated with the phrase, "This is too hard," but also sets a clear path forward, demonstrating both rational thought and resilience. Intelligent people influenced by Stoicism avoid saying, "This is too hard," because they understand that the phrase closes the door to growth and learning. By adopting a Stoic perspective on challenges, we empower ourselves to not only endure but also thrive through difficulties, enhancing our personal development and contributing to a more rational and resilient society. Lesson 4. I know everything there is to know. This phrase is not only a display of arrogance but also a clear signal of intellectual stagnation, which Stoicism vehemently opposes. The Stoic philosophy, deeply rooted in humility and continuous learning, encourages us to recognize the limits of our knowledge and embrace the vast unknown. This lesson explores why intelligent people influenced by Stoic teachings shun this phrase and how they foster an attitude of perpetual growth and curiosity. Stoics understand that wisdom isn't about accumulating facts, it's about cultivating the ability to question, adapt, and learn from every experience life offers. For Stoics like Marcus Aurelius, wisdom was not a destination but a journey. He famously wrote about the importance of remaining a student of life, always open to new ideas and experiences that could further one's understanding and personal growth. Claiming to know everything is antithetical to the Stoic ideal, which is to live with an awareness of one's ignorance and a readiness to learn from anyone and anything. This humility not only makes us better learners, but also more effective leaders and teachers as it keeps us grounded and relatable. Intellectual complacency, suggested by the phrase, "I know everything there is to know," can lead to significant personal and professional pitfalls. It closes the door to new information and perspectives that are essential for sound decision-making and innovation. In a rapidly changing world, adaptability is key, and adaptability requires an acknowledgement of one's own limitations and the courage to face the unknown. Stoics believe that true wisdom involves recognizing the vastness of one's ignorance and continuously seeking to reduce it, a concept that aligns with the modern scientific method. Stoicism promotes a love of learning, reflecting the belief that all human beings are capable of reason and self-improvement. This philosophy teaches that every encounter and every challenge is an opportunity to learn something valuable. By dismissing the notion of complete knowledge, Stoics remain open to the lessons that daily interactions and observations offer. This openness not only enhances personal and professional relationships, but also deepens understanding of the world and our place within it. In everyday life, embracing the Stoic attitude towards knowledge means actively seeking out opportunities to learn and grow. Instead of asserting complete knowledge, a Stoic-minded individual might say, "I am eager to learn more about this." This approach invites dialogue, encourages exchange, and builds connections, fostering an environment where collaborative learning can thrive. It also helps in personal development, as approaching life with a question rather than an answer, makes experiences richer and more informative. Historical Stoics often engaged with diverse fields of study to enhance their understanding of the world. Seneca, for example, wrote extensively not just on philosophy but also on natural sciences and drama, illustrating the Stoic value of interdisciplinary learning. His writings reflect an understanding that knowledge is vast and varied, and true wisdom comes from integrating insights from different domains. This holistic approach to knowledge is something that modern Stoics strive to emulate. Humility is a core Stoic virtue, particularly in the realm of intellectual pursuit. Acknowledging that I do not know everything is not a sign of weakness, but of strength. It takes courage to admit the limits of one's knowledge and to remain open to learning from others, regardless of their status or credentials. This humility allows us to remain students of life, perpetually growing and refining our understanding through new information and perspectives. To foster a Stoic approach to speaking and learning, replace definitive statements like, "I know everything there is to know," with phrases that reflect openness and curiosity. Try saying, "There's always more to learn," or, "I'm interested to hear your perspective." This not only enhances communication by making it more inclusive, but also aligns your speech with the Stoic practice of continuous learning and humility. Intelligent people avoid claiming absolute knowledge because they understand the limitations such a stance imposes on their growth and the exploration of new ideas. By adopting a Stoic approach to knowledge and wisdom, marked by humility and a relentless pursuit of learning, we can remain adaptable and insightful in a complex world. This commitment to learning enriches our lives, deepens our relationships, and strengthens our contributions to society. Lesson 5. I don't care what anyone thinks. The phrase "I don't care what anyone thinks" might initially appear as a declaration of independence or self-assuredness, but it often hides a deeper refusal to engage with constructive criticism or alternative viewpoints. In Stoicism, such a statement contradicts the philosophy's emphasis on community, empathy, and the importance of external feedback for personal growth. Stoics believe that while it's crucial to maintain a sense of internal validation, completely disregarding others' opinions can lead to isolation and hinder moral and intellectual development. This lesson explores why intelligent people, guided by Stoic principles, avoid this phrase and how they balance self-reliance with openness to others' insights. Stoicism teaches the value of community and the interconnectedness of all individuals. By saying, "I don't care what anyone thinks," one risks severing ties that are essential for social and personal well-being. Stoics like Marcus Aurelius believed in the concept of cosmopolitanism, the idea that all human beings belong to a single community, shaped by mutual respect and understanding. This perspective encourages us to consider the opinions of others, not as threats to our autonomy, but as potential aids in our pursuit of virtue and wisdom. Listening to others and considering their viewpoints can provide new perspectives that challenge our assumptions and promote growth. Intelligent people recognize the value of constructive criticism in refining their thoughts, behaviors, and projects. Stoic philosophy doesn't advocate for uncritical acceptance of all feedback, but it does suggest that we consider and evaluate feedback with rationality and openness. Seneca, a notable Stoic, wrote extensively about the importance of friends who could provide honest criticism without malice. He believed that such interactions are essential for personal development and overcoming blind spots in one's character and reasoning. While Stoicism promotes self-reliance and the development of an internal moral compass, it also acknowledges the role of others in our personal and ethical development. Intelligent people strike a balance. They do not depend wholly on external validation, nor do they entirely dismiss outside opinions. They cultivate the ability to discern which critiques are valuable and which are not, integrating useful insights into their understanding and dismissing those that lack merit. This balanced approach allows them to remain firm in their values while being flexible enough to adapt and grow from external influences. And personal growth, completely shutting out others' opinions, can lead to a lack of self-awareness and missed opportunities for improvement. Embracing a Stoic mindset means being secure enough in oneself to be open to criticism and to use it constructively. This approach involves actively seeking feedback, reflecting on it critically, and deciding how it can be applied to make positive changes. Such practices not only enhance personal development, but also build resilience, as they prepare one to handle and learn from a variety of challenging perspectives. Historically, Stoics demonstrated an impressive openness to learning from others, regardless of their social status or background. For instance, Epictetus, who rose from slavery to become a revered philosopher, often discussed the importance of listening to others. He believed that wisdom could be found in every corner of society and that every individual, regardless of their position, had something valuable to teach. This openness is a model for modern Stoics, encouraging a humble and inclusive approach to learning. Empathy is a critical aspect of Stoicism, often overlooked in simplistic interpretations of the philosophy. Stoics strive to understand the emotions and thoughts of others without being overwhelmed by them. This empathetic engagement helps to refine one's character and moral understanding. By saying, "I don't care what anyone thinks," one might mistakenly reject the empathetic insights that are crucial for developing a well-rounded and virtuous life. To foster a Stoic approach to communication, replace dismissive statements like, "I don't care what anyone thinks," with more considerate phrases that reflect openness and humility, such as, "I value your input," or, "I'm interested to understand your perspective." This not only encourages constructive dialogue, but also demonstrates a Stoic commitment to growth and community involvement. Intelligent people influenced by Stoicism avoid saying, "I don't care what anyone thinks," because they understand the importance of community, constructive criticism, and empathy in personal and ethical development. By maintaining an openness to the opinions of others, we not only uphold the Stoic values of growth and interconnection, but also enrich our lives with diverse perspectives that challenge and refine our understanding. This lesson underlines the balance between internal validation and the invaluable insights that can be gained from engaging thoughtfully with the world around us. Lesson 6. It's too late now. The phrase "it's too late now" embodies a sense of fatalism and resignation that is contrary to Stoic philosophy, which emphasizes resilience, proactive action, and the potential for change at any moment. Intelligent people influenced by Stoicism understand that new beginnings can be embarked upon at any stage, and opportunities for correction and growth are always present. This lesson explores why saying "it's too late now" is avoided by those who practice Stoicism, and how they cultivate a mindset that remains open to possibilities, regardless of past timelines or perceived missed opportunities. Stoicism teaches that time is a continuum, and each moment holds the potential for initiating change and making meaningful decisions. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively about the impermanence of life and the importance of seizing the present moment, regardless of past actions or future uncertainties. By asserting, "it's too late now," one denies this fundamental Stoic belief and limits one's ability to act according to virtue in the present. Intelligent people recognize that it is never truly too late to improve a situation or oneself, reflecting a commitment to lifelong growth and adaptability. Embracing the idea that it's too late to make changes can lead to missed opportunities for improvement and reconciliation. This resignation can affect personal development, relationships, and professional growth, causing stagnation and regret. Stoics advocate for living with a sense of urgency, but also believe in the power of redemption and renewal at any point. Intelligent individuals therefore avoid resignation, instead maintaining an attitude of hope and action that drives them to continually seek better outcomes. A Stoic mindset encourages perseverance and the initiative to tackle challenges, regardless of how much time has passed or what previous attempts have yielded. Intelligent people use challenges as opportunities to demonstrate resilience and resourcefulness, pushing against the notion that it is ever too late to affect change. This approach not only leads to personal satisfaction and success, but also inspires others to reconsider their own premature conclusions about timing and possibility. Historical figures who practiced Stoicism often took actions that defied the norms of their times, initiating changes late in life or in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. Cato the Younger, for example, continued to fight for the Roman Republic's principles even as others deemed the cause lost. His life reminds us that the Stoic commitment to principles and effort persists regardless of external pressures or timelines. In modern life, the belief that it is never too late is crucial for adapting to the fast-paced changes in society and technology. Whether it's pursuing a new career, mending a strained relationship, or learning a new skill, intelligent people approach life with the perspective that new beginnings can be created at any time. This flexibility and openness to change are key traits that drive innovation and personal fulfillment. Stoic wisdom involves understanding the best time to take action, which often means recognizing that it is rarely too late for most endeavors. This wisdom allows individuals to make informed decisions that are based on current circumstances rather than past limitations. It supports a balanced view that aligns one's actions with both opportunity and virtue, maximizing the potential for positive outcomes. To foster a more proactive and hopeful communication style, replace defeatist statements like, "It's too late now," with phrases that emphasize ongoing opportunity, such as, "What can we do right now?" or, "Let's find a way to make this work." This not only encourages a positive outlook, but also aligns with the Stoic practice of focusing on present capabilities rather than past limitations. Intelligent people avoid saying "it's too late now" because they understand the value of maintaining an open and active approach to life's challenges and opportunities. By embracing a Stoic mindset, they ensure that their actions reflect a belief in continual possibility and growth. This perspective not only enhances their own effectiveness, but also contributes positively to their communities, encouraging a collective resilience that defies resignation. Lesson 7. Failure is not an option. The statement, "failure is not an option," is often intended to express determination and resilience, but it can paradoxically lead to a fear of taking risks and stifle innovation. Stoic philosophy, with its emphasis on embracing reality and learning from every experience, suggests a different approach. Stoics understand that failure is not only an option, but sometimes an inevitable part of the human experience. This lesson explores why intelligent people, informed by Stoic principles, avoid using this phrase and instead focus on growth and learning from every outcome, whether it's success or failure. Stoicism teaches the acceptance of failure as a natural and beneficial part of life. By recognizing that failure is often beyond our control, Stoics focus on what they can control, their reactions and perceptions. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher, viewed obstacles as opportunities to practice virtues such as courage, humility, and persistence. He believed that each setback was a chance to strengthen character and wisdom. This perspective encourages a more balanced approach to life's challenges, viewing failure not as a catastrophe to be avoided at all costs, but as a teacher and guide. Denying the possibility of failure can create unrealistic expectations and immense pressure, leading to anxiety and fear of taking necessary risks. This mindset can trap individuals and organizations in a cycle of stagnation, where safe choices are preferred over innovative solutions that might involve risks. Intelligent people recognize the value of stepping into the unknown and learning from whatever results may come. They understand that true growth often happens at the edges of comfort and familiarity, where failure is a real possibility. One of the most beneficial aspects of embracing failure is the learning that it facilitates. Every failure provides unique insights that are not available through success. Intelligent people analyze these lessons to improve their future strategies and decisions. This Stoic practice of reflection and adaptation is crucial for personal and professional development. It builds a resilience that is not deterred by setbacks, but is invigorated by the challenge of overcoming them. Stoic resilience is not about never failing, it's about recovering and learning from failure. This philosophy encourages a proactive approach to challenges, where the focus is on effort and improvement rather than a flawless track record. By shifting the dialogue from "failure is not an option" to "failure is part of the journey," we cultivate a more forgiving and productive mindset. This not only reduces the fear associated with high-stakes endeavors, but also enhances creativity and persistence. Historical Stoics often faced adversities and failures with grace and adaptability. For example, Seneca, despite experiencing immense personal and political setbacks, use these experiences to write profoundly about life's transient nature and the importance of perseverance. His writings serve as reminders that our greatest tests can lead to our most significant growth. The stories of Stoics like Seneca inspire us to embrace our failures as steps on the path to wisdom. Humility plays a significant role in how Stoics face failure. By acknowledging that we are not above failure, we keep ourselves open to continuous learning and self-improvement. This humility prevents arrogance and complacency, which can often lead to greater falls. It also fosters a community spirit where collective input and teamwork lead to better outcomes than isolated efforts. To align more closely with Stoic principles in communication, replace the phrase, "failure is not an option," with statements that embrace potential setbacks, such as, "we will do our best and learn from whatever comes our way." This approach not only alleviates pressure, but also encourages a more open and exploratory mindset among teams and individuals. Intelligent people avoid saying, "failure is not an option," because they understand that failure is a crucial element of success. By adopting a Stoic approach to challenges, they prepare themselves to face any outcome with composure and wisdom. This mindset allows them to navigate life's uncertainties with confidence, knowing that each experience, regardless of outcome, contributes to their growth and understanding. Embracing failure as a possibility enriches the journey, making the path to success as valuable as the destination itself. Lesson 8. It's always been done this way. The phrase "it's always been done this way" is often used to resist change and justify adherence to established practices, regardless of their efficacy or relevance in the current context. This expression can be a significant barrier to innovation and improvement, as it discourages questioning and critical thinking. Stoicism, with its emphasis on reason, adaptability, and the pursuit of virtue, encourages us to challenge the status quo when necessary. This lesson explores why intelligent people, guided by Stoic principles, avoid this phrase and how they foster an environment where new ideas and approaches are welcomed and evaluated on their merits. Stoicism teaches that change is a natural and inevitable part of life, and that our responses to change should be governed by wisdom and reason. The Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of being open to new ideas and adapting to changing circumstances, as this flexibility is essential to personal growth and resilience. By dismissing new methods simply because they are unfamiliar, one closes off the possibility of discovering more efficient or effective ways to solve problems. Intelligent people recognize that clinging to outdated methods out of comfort or fear stifles progress and can lead to stagnation. The saying, "it's always been done this way," often reflects a deeper sense of complacency and resistance to change. This attitude can be particularly detrimental in rapidly evolving fields where staying current is crucial for success. Complacency can lead organizations and individuals to overlook emerging risks or opportunities, reducing their competitiveness and relevance. Intelligent individuals challenge this complacency by constantly seeking improvement and encouraging others to question and innovate, ensuring that practices are not only traditional but truly optimal. History is filled with examples of societies, companies, and individuals who thrived by adapting to new circumstances and embracing change. Those who failed to adapt often found themselves surpassed by more agile competitors. Stoic thinkers like Seneca and Epictetus taught that the wise person is not unyielding, but is flexible in methods while firm in virtue. This balance allows for the application of traditional wisdom in modern contexts, ensuring both continuity and innovation. Stoicism encourages not only personal virtue but also intellectual rigor, which involves questioning and critically assessing existing practices. When someone challenges the phrase, "it's always been done this way," they open the door to potentially revolutionary ideas. Encouraging this type of critical thinking and experimentation can lead to significant breakthroughs in all areas of life, from business to personal relationships. Intelligent people cultivate an atmosphere where such questioning is not only accepted, but encouraged. In modern business and technology environments, rapid innovation is often a key to success. Leaders and teams that embrace the Stoic virtues of wisdom and adaptability are more likely to anticipate market shifts and respond effectively. By replacing "it's always been done this way" with "is there a better way to do this?" Intelligent people foster a proactive, forward-thinking culture that is better equipped to handle the challenges of a dynamic world. Humility is a critical aspect of the Stoic mindset and plays a vital role in our ability to embrace change. Acknowledging that we do not have all the answers and that our traditional methods might be improved upon is a demonstration of wisdom. This humility allows us to remain learners, regardless of our level of success or expertise, and keeps us open to the insights and perspectives of others. To encourage a more dynamic and adaptive approach in communication, replace dismissive phrases like "it's always been done this way" with more inclusive and curious prompts such as "what are some alternative approaches we might consider?" This not only opens up dialogue, but also signals a willingness to explore new ideas, fostering a collaborative and innovative environment. Intelligent people avoid saying "it's always been done this way" because they understand the value of adaptability, critical thinking, and innovation. By challenging this phrase and embracing a Stoic approach to change, they lead the way toward continuous improvement and success. This openness to new ideas ensures that their practices are not only traditional but also effective and relevant, enabling them to thrive in a constantly changing world. Lesson 9. This problem is too small to worry about. The phrase "this problem is too small to worry about" reflects an attitude that can lead to significant oversight and missed opportunities for improvement. In Stoic philosophy, every aspect of life is an opportunity to practice virtue, and even seemingly minor issues can have profound implications when left unaddressed. This lesson explores why intelligent people influenced by Stoic teachings avoid dismissing problems based on their apparent size and how they recognize the potential in addressing all concerns diligently. Stoics understand that attention to detail and proactive problem solving contribute to greater integrity and effectiveness in all endeavors. Stoicism teaches the importance of mindfulness and vigilance in all aspects of life, including those that might seem trivial. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor, believed that the quality of one's life is determined by the quality of one's thoughts and actions, regardless of their scale. By ignoring small problems, one risks allowing them to grow into larger, more complex issues. Intelligent people know that addressing problems early, when they are small, can prevent this escalation and promote a smoother, more controlled environment, both personally and professionally. Underestimating small problems can lead to complacency, which is a threat to both efficiency and innovation. In many fields, particularly in fast-evolving industries like technology and healthcare, ignoring minor glitches can lead to significant failures and setbacks. The Stoic practice of constant awareness and reflection helps individuals and organizations identify and rectify such issues before they develop into serious problems. This proactive approach not only saves resources, but also cultivates a reputation for reliability and attentiveness. Stoics see every challenge, no matter how small, as an opportunity to learn and grow. By addressing all problems with seriousness and thoughtfulness, individuals can develop a more profound understanding of their work, relationships, and environment. This holistic view encourages a deeper engagement with life's complexities, fostering personal growth and wisdom. Intelligent people use these small problems as practice fields for developing their problem-solving skills and enhancing their resilience. Being proactive about small problems is a trait common among successful leaders and innovators. They understand that excellence is built on the foundation of consistent care and attention to detail. By never saying, "this problem is too small to worry about," they ensure that standards are maintained and that the system functions optimally. This meticulousness is what differentiates the exceptional from the mediocre, as it demonstrates a commitment to quality and integrity in every action. In daily life, addressing small problems can lead to significant improvements in overall quality of life and efficiency. Whether it's fixing a minor bug in software, addressing a slight misunderstanding in communication, or repairing a small leak before it causes water damage, these actions are examples of how dealing with small issues can prevent larger complications. Intelligent people integrate this approach into their daily routines, promoting a proactive rather than reactive lifestyle, which aligns with the Stoic ideal of living a deliberate and purposeful life. Historical Stoics provided many examples of how addressing minor issues with diligence contributed to greater achievements. Seneca, for example, advised his contemporaries to be mindful of even the smallest faults, as neglecting these could lead to moral and ethical decline. His letters emphasize that virtue lies in vigilance and precision, a philosophy that guided many to lead more fulfilled and less problematic lives. To encourage a more stoic and thorough approach in communication, replace dismissive phrases like, "This problem is too small to worry about," with more responsible and inclusive ones such as, "Let's address this now while it's manageable." This not only sets a tone of responsibility, but also encourages a collaborative approach to problem solving, fostering a culture where no concern is deemed too minor to merit attention. Intelligent people avoid minimizing problems, no matter their perceived size, because they understand that greatness in any endeavor comes from the care and attention given to every aspect of the process. By adopting a Stoic approach to life's challenges, they ensure that they are prepared for larger challenges by effectively managing the smaller ones. This practice not only prevents potential crises, but also reinforces a philosophy of mindfulness and continuous improvement, key traits of effective leadership and personal development. Lesson 10. This always happens to me. The phrase "this always happens to me" encapsulates a victim mentality that Stoicism actively discourages. Stoic philosophy promotes taking responsibility for one's reactions and decisions rather than attributing outcomes to fate or external forces consistently. By adopting a mindset that emphasizes personal agency and the potential for control over one's responses, Stoics cultivate resilience and proactive behavior. This lesson explores why intelligent people influenced by Stoic principles avoid the resignation implied by "this always happens to me," and how they strive to view each challenge as a unique and manageable situation. Stoicism teaches that while we cannot always control external events, we can control our perceptions and reactions to them. The phrase, "this always happens to me," suggests a passive acceptance of one's fate and a relinquishing of one's power to influence the situation. Intelligent Stoics, however, recognize the importance of examining each event as a distinct occurrence with specific causes and manageable aspects. They believe in learning from past experiences to better navigate future challenges, rather than resigning themselves to a perceived pattern of misfortune. Uttering, "this always happens to me," can lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy where the expectation of failure or misfortune influences one's behavior towards making it a reality. This mindset can hinder personal growth and limit one's ability to overcome obstacles. Stoic philosophy encourages a more neutral and objective analysis of events, which allows individuals to break free from negative cycles and adopt more effective strategies for dealing with life's challenges. A key Stoic strategy is to empower oneself by adopting a mindset that focuses on actionable steps and self-improvement. By shifting the narrative from victimhood to empowerment, individuals can change "this always happens to me" to "I can handle this differently." This change in perspective opens the door to new solutions and personal strength, aligning more closely with Stoic values of courage and wisdom. Historical Stoics often faced adversity with resilience and a focus on what they could control. For example, Epictetus, who went from a life of slavery to becoming a renowned philosopher, exemplified this by teaching others that external circumstances do not define one's ability to achieve personal virtue and peace. His teachings encourage modern Stoics to adopt a similar attitude of resilience and proactive response to life's vicissitudes. In daily practice, reframing challenges as opportunities for growth and learning helps to avoid the trap of the victim mentality. When tempted to think, "this always happens to me," intelligent individuals pause to consider what actions they can take to alter the outcome. This approach fosters a habit of mindfulness and responsibility, which are essential for personal development and effective problem solving. Wisdom in Stoicism involves recognizing patterns in one's life that may be shaped by one's own behaviors and choices. By understanding these patterns, individuals can take informed actions to change them, challenging the notion of a predetermined fate. This act of engagement with life's challenges embodies the Stoic ideal of living according to reason and virtue. To foster resilience and a proactive mindset, replace phrases like, "This always happens to me," with statements that emphasize learning and growth, such as, "What can I learn from this?" or, "How can I prevent this in the future?" This not only encourages a positive outlook, but also aligns with Stoic practices of self-reflection and personal responsibility. Intelligent people avoid saying, "This always happens to me," because they recognize the importance of maintaining an empowered and proactive stance in life. By embracing Stoic principles, they ensure that their responses are thoughtful, their actions are deliberate, and their lives are shaped not by fate, but by their own reasoned choices. This philosophy not only enhances personal resilience but also contributes to a more fulfilling and intentional life. Lesson 11. This will never work. The phrase "this will never work" is often a premature conclusion drawn from a place of skepticism or resistance to change. Intelligent people, particularly those influenced by Stoic philosophy, understand the importance of openness and resilience in the face of uncertainty. Stoicism teaches the value of reasoned judgment and the suspension of disbelief until all evidence is considered. This lesson explores why intelligent people avoid dismissing ideas prematurely and how they approach seemingly improbable tasks with a mindset geared towards possibility and constructive critique. Stoicism does not advocate for blind optimism, but rather for a pragmatic form of hope that is grounded in reason and practical action. When faced with a new idea or challenge, Stoics consider it through a lens of possibility rather than immediate dismissal. Marcus Aurelius, a proponent of this balanced optimism, encouraged thoughtful consideration of all factors before reaching a conclusion. He believed that saying something like, "This will never work," not only limits potential solutions, but also stifles the creative thinking necessary to overcome obstacles. Declaring "this will never work" can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. By shutting down potential before it is fully explored, individuals and organizations may miss out on innovative opportunities that could lead to significant breakthroughs. Pessimism can stifle enthusiasm and motivation, creating an environment where fear of failure overrides the drive to experiment and innovate. Intelligent people recognize the importance of cultivating a culture where ideas can be tested and explored without premature judgment. One of the hallmarks of an intelligent approach to problem solving is the encouragement of exploration and experimentation. By replacing "this will never work" with "let's see how we can make this work," leaders and thinkers open the door to discovering new methods, technologies, and solutions. This proactive stance is essential in fields where innovation is critical to success, such as technology, medicine, and environmental sustainability. It fosters a dynamic atmosphere where learning and adaptation are valued over rigid adherence to untested assumptions. History is replete with examples of individuals who defied the initial skepticism of their peers to achieve remarkable feats. Innovators like the Wright brothers, Marie Curie, and Steve Jobs faced considerable doubt and resistance before their ideas were validated through persistence and perseverance. Their successes demonstrate the importance of pushing beyond initial doubts and fostering an environment where new ideas are given the chance to prove their worth. Stoic resilience is particularly relevant when confronting new challenges that seem daunting or improbable. Stoics like Epictetus taught that external circumstances should not disturb the inner equanimity of the mind. By maintaining a calm and composed outlook, Stoics are better able to assess situations objectively and devise strategies that are informed by wisdom rather than fear or dismissal. This resilience is crucial in allowing them to persist where others might give up. In everyday life, embracing a Stoic approach to seemingly impossible tasks can lead to personal growth and unexpected successes. Whether tackling a difficult project at work, resolving a complex relationship issue, or pursuing a long-term personal goal, approaching each situation with a "let's try" attitude can be transformative. This approach not only enhances one's capacity to deal with complex challenges, but also builds confidence and self-efficacy. To cultivate a more constructive communication style, avoid definitive negations like "this will never work." Instead, Use language that encourages exploration and open-ended inquiry, such as, "What if we tried a different approach?" or "Can we think of any alternatives?" This not only promotes a more positive and inclusive dialogue, but also aligns with the Stoic practice of measured, thoughtful response. Intelligent people avoid saying, "This will never work," because they understand the value of maintaining an open and adaptive mindset. By fostering a culture that challenges the status quo and embraces the potential in new ideas, they enhance their ability to innovate and solve problems effectively. This Stoic-inspired approach not only leads to greater personal and professional achievements, but also contributes to a more thoughtful and resilient society. Lesson 12. It's not my job. The phrase, "it's not my job," is often used to delineate responsibilities, but it can also reflect a lack of initiative or unwillingness to cooperate beyond one's defined role. Stoicism, with its emphasis on duty, community, and the interdependence of individuals within a society, encourages a broader perspective on one's contributions. Intelligent people, guided by Stoic principles, recognize that flexibility and helpfulness are crucial qualities in any collaborative endeavor. This lesson explores why adopting a proactive and supportive mindset is beneficial, and how Stoic philosophy discourages a rigid, compartmentalized approach to responsibilities. Stoicism teaches that every individual has a role to play in the betterment of society, and this role often extends beyond formal job descriptions. Marcus Aurelius, in his role as emperor, often performed duties that were not explicitly required of him, driven by a sense of responsibility for the welfare of his people. He believed that one's duty is not defined by the limits of one's official role, but by what one can contribute to the common good. Saying, "It's not my job," restricts this broader, more generous interpretation of duty and can hinder the development of a supportive and cohesive community. A mindset that strictly confines individuals to specific tasks without regard for the larger picture can lead to inefficiencies and missed opportunities for improvement. In modern organizations, challenges are often complex and require collaborative efforts that transcend individual job descriptions. When people decline to assist beyond their specified roles, it can create gaps in teamwork and communication, potentially compromising the success of collective projects. Intelligent people understand that adapting to the needs of the moment and assisting where they can are essential for the overall success of the team or organization. Stoics advocate for flexibility and adaptability in fulfilling one's duties. By being willing to step outside one's defined role when necessary, individuals can foster an environment of cooperation and mutual support. This flexibility not only helps in addressing immediate practical needs, but also strengthens relationships among team members, building a foundation of trust and respect. Intelligent people use opportunities where they might say, "It's not my job," as moments to demonstrate leadership and commitment to the group's goals. Historical examples of Stoics demonstrate this flexibility and willingness to engage beyond conventional roles. Seneca, as a statesman, philosopher, and writer, often took on tasks and responsibilities that fell outside his formal duties to serve a greater purpose. His actions were guided by the principle that one's duty is to act rightly and beneficially within one's community, whatever form that might take. These examples serve to inspire modern followers of Stoicism to embrace a broader view of their responsibilities. In everyday work settings, adopting a Stoic approach means being proactive and looking for ways to contribute positively, regardless of whether the task is explicitly one's responsibility. This can mean helping a new colleague understand a complex system, taking the initiative to solve a problem that impacts the team, or volunteering for tasks that need attention. Such actions not only improve the functioning of the workplace, but also enhance one's own skills and understanding, aligning with the Stoic ideal of continuous personal growth. Stoics advocate for flexibility and adaptability in fulfilling one's duties. By being willing to step outside one's defined role when necessary, individuals can foster an environment of cooperation and mutual support. This flexibility not only helps in addressing immediate practical needs, but also strengthens relationships among team members, building a foundation of trust and respect. Intelligent people use opportunities where they might say, "It's not my job," as moments to demonstrate leadership and commitment to the group's goals. Historical examples of Stoics demonstrate this flexibility and willingness to engage beyond conventional roles. Seneca, as a statesman, philosopher, and writer, often took on tasks and responsibilities that fell outside his formal duties to serve a greater purpose. His actions were guided by the principle that one's duty is to act rightly and beneficially within one's community, whatever form that might take. These examples serve to inspire modern followers of Stoicism to embrace a broader view of their responsibilities. In everyday work settings, adopting a Stoic approach means being proactive and looking for ways to contribute positively, regardless of whether the task is explicitly one's responsibility. This can mean helping a new colleague understand a complex system, taking the initiative to solve a problem that impacts the team, or volunteering for tasks that need attention. Such actions not only improve the functioning of the workplace, but also enhance one's own skills and understanding, aligning with the Stoic ideal of continuous personal growth. Lesson 13. We shouldn't even try. The phrase "we shouldn't even try" embodies a defeatist attitude that contradicts the proactive and resilient mindset championed by Stoicism. Intelligent people, influenced by Stoic principles, understand the importance of effort and experimentation in the face of challenges, regardless of the potential for failure. Stoicism teaches that the attempt itself holds intrinsic value and offers opportunities for growth and learning. This lesson explores why intelligent individuals avoid discouraging attempts at innovation and improvement, and how they cultivate a culture of perseverance and positive action. Stoicism promotes the idea that action is preferable to inaction, particularly when faced with adversity. The Stoic philosophers, such as Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, taught that the outcome of an endeavor is not always within our control, but our efforts to face challenges head-on always are. By stating, "we shouldn't even try," one rejects the possibility of success before efforts are made, thereby undermining the Stoic virtue of courage. Intelligent people recognize that each attempt, regardless of its success, enriches our understanding and hones our abilities. Adopting a pessimistic outlook by prematurely concluding that efforts are futile can lead to missed opportunities and stifled innovation. This type of negativity can infect a team or organization, leading to a culture where fear of failure trumps the desire to innovate. Stoicism encourages confronting potential failures as a path to greater wisdom and resilience. Intelligent individuals strive to replace negativity with a mindset that acknowledges the potential for growth, making "let's explore what we can achieve" a more fitting response than resignation. The phrase "we shouldn't even try" closes the door to exploration and learning. Stoics believe that every experience, especially those that challenge us, offers a valuable lesson. By encouraging attempts, even at seemingly insurmountable tasks, intelligent people foster an environment where learning is prioritized over comfort. This approach not only leads to unexpected successes, but also builds a collective strength and adaptability within groups and organizations. History offers numerous examples of Stoics who faced seemingly impossible odds with determination and grace. These figures, including Epictetus and Cato, demonstrated that the act of striving towards a goal, regardless of the likelihood of success, is a testament to one's character and commitment to one's principles. Their lives teach us that true failure is not found in unsuccessful endeavors, but in the refusal to try and persist in the face of difficulty. In professional environments, the willingness to try new approaches can lead to breakthroughs that would never be achieved by playing it safe. Leaders who embody Stoic principles encourage their teams to venture beyond the known and comfortable. This leadership style not only drives innovation, but also empowers individuals, giving them the confidence to undertake and lead initiatives. It turns potential stagnation into a dynamic process of continuous improvement and problem-solving. In Stoicism, the virtues of courage, temperance, justice, and wisdom dictate that one should always consider trying as an essential course of action. To say "we shouldn't even try" is to neglect these virtues by choosing ease over potential virtue. Intelligent people understand that their responsibilities include modeling virtue through actions that reflect openness to challenges and a commitment to doing what is right over what is easy. To foster a mindset of possibility and action, replace defeatist statements like "we shouldn't even try" with proactive alternatives such as "what can we learn if we give this a try?" or "let's see how far we can go with this idea." This language shift not only changes the narrative from one of limitation to one of exploration, but also aligns with the Stoic practice of focusing on action and learning. Intelligent people avoid saying, "we shouldn't even try," because they recognize that effort and perseverance are foundational to success and personal growth. By embracing Stoic principles, they create environments where challenges are seen as opportunities to demonstrate virtue and capability. This proactive approach ensures that individuals and organizations are always moving forward, driven by a philosophy that values action, learning, and resilience above ease and certainty. Lesson 14. That's just the way I am. The phrase "that's just the way I am" often signals a resistance to personal change and growth, reflecting a fixed mindset that is at odds with Stoic principles. Stoicism teaches the importance of self-awareness and the continual pursuit of self-improvement. By declaring an unchangeable nature, one dismisses the possibility of evolving beyond current limitations. This lesson explores why intelligent people influenced by Stoic philosophy avoid using this phrase and how they embrace the potential for transformation and development in response to life's challenges. Stoic philosophy holds that human nature is not fixed, but is capable of tremendous growth and change through reason and effort. Epictetus, a prominent Stoic philosopher, argued that our characters are the results of our choices and habits, not immutable traits. He believed that declaring, "that's just the way I am," is an abdication of personal responsibility and a barrier to the moral progress essential for a fulfilling life. Intelligent people, therefore, see every personal trait as malleable and subject to improvement through conscious effort and philosophical discipline. When individuals insist, "that's just the way I am," they often limit their potential for change and set boundaries on their capacity to adapt and grow. This mindset can hinder personal and professional relationships, reduce resilience, and stifle creativity. By contrast, Stoicism encourages a dynamic view of self-identity, where personal evolution is always possible. Intelligent people challenge self-limiting beliefs by questioning their validity and exploring new ways to adapt and thrive. Adaptability and flexibility are highly valued in Stoic thought, seen as essential traits for navigating life's uncertainties. Marcus Aurelius advocated for a life lived in accordance with nature, which includes adapting to circumstances rather than resisting them. By replacing "that's just the way I am" with "I am always learning and adapting," intelligent individuals cultivate a more flexible approach to life's challenges, viewing each as an opportunity to learn and transform. Historically, Stoics have demonstrated remarkable adaptability, viewing personal change as both a duty and an opportunity. Seneca, for instance, evolved from a troubled young man into a statesman and philosophical advisor, constantly refining his character and understanding of the world. His writings encourage us to view life as a school for character development, where saying, "that's just the way I am," would mean stagnation rather than growth. In everyday life, embracing the potential for change allows individuals to overcome obstacles and improve relationships. Whether dealing with a difficult work situation, a personal habit, or an interpersonal conflict, the Stoic practice of self-reflection and modification can lead to significant improvements. Intelligent people apply this philosophy daily, striving to be better than they were yesterday and more prepared for tomorrow. Humility is a core virtue in Stoicism and is crucial for personal growth. It involves acknowledging one's imperfections and the perpetual journey towards improvement. By admitting, "I can change and improve," individuals embrace a humble approach to self-development. This humility allows for a deeper engagement with life's lessons and fosters a genuine transformation that transcends superficial changes. To cultivate a Stoic approach to personal growth and communication, replace static statements like "that's just the way I am" with dynamic alternatives such as "I am working on becoming better at this," or "I am open to learning how I can improve." This not only promotes a growth mindset, but also encourages others to support and participate in one's journey of personal evolution. Intelligent people avoid saying, "That's just the way I am," because they understand the importance of continual self-improvement and the Stoic belief in the malleability of human character. By embracing change and the possibility of personal evolution, they lead richer, more adaptable lives. This commitment to growth not only enhances their own experiences, but also positively influences those around them. Embodying the Stoic ideal of living a virtuous, purposeful life. Lesson 15. There's no middle ground. The phrase "there's no middle ground" epitomizes a mindset of polarization and inflexibility that is particularly detrimental in a politically charged environment. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of understanding, compromise, and finding common ground to achieve harmony and progress. Intelligent individuals influenced by Stoic philosophy recognize that claiming there is no middle ground can hinder constructive dialogue and exacerbate divisions. This lesson explores why they avoid this phrase and how they cultivate a mindset that values negotiation and balance. Stoicism teaches that most issues are complex and require thoughtful consideration and balance. Marcus Aurelius and Seneca often wrote about the importance of rational thinking and finding a middle path that accommodates different perspectives. By saying, "There's no middle ground," one dismisses the possibility of reaching a consensus that respects multiple viewpoints. Intelligent individuals understand that finding common ground is essential for resolving conflicts and promoting societal harmony. Inflexibility can lead to entrenched positions and a lack of productive dialogue. When individuals believe there is no middle ground, they may become unwilling to listen to or consider alternative perspectives. Stoics believe that open-mindedness and a willingness to find compromise are crucial for personal growth and societal progress. By avoiding rigid thinking, individuals can foster more collaborative and effective problem-solving. A key Stoic practice involves engaging in negotiations and understanding the perspectives of others. Intelligent individuals avoid phrases like "there's no middle ground," and instead use language that promotes dialogue and compromise, such as, "Let's find a solution that works for everyone," or, "How can we meet in the middle?" This approach helps to build stronger relationships and more inclusive decision-making processes. Historical Stoics like Marcus Aurelius exemplified the importance of diplomacy and finding common ground. As a leader, Marcus Aurelius often sought to unify diverse groups within the Roman Empire, recognizing that balance and compromise were necessary for maintaining stability and peace. These examples inspire modern Stoics to approach political and social issues with a mindset of negotiation and understanding. In everyday interactions, adopting a mindset that values compromise and understanding can lead to more effective and harmonious relationships. Intelligent individuals use their Stoic training to navigate disagreements with a willingness to find middle ground. Whether in the workplace, within families, or in community discussions, they emphasize the importance of balance and mutual respect in resolving conflicts. Empathy and flexibility are central virtues in Stoicism, essential for meaningful dialogue and compromise. By striving to understand the emotions and reasoning behind others' viewpoints, individuals can navigate discussions with greater insight and compassion. This flexible approach helps to reduce polarization and promote a more constructive and inclusive political climate. To foster a more balanced and inclusive communication style, replace statements like "there's no middle ground" with questions and comments that encourage negotiation and compromise, such as "what are your main concerns?" or "how can we find a solution that addresses both of our needs?" This not only encourages a more productive dialogue, but also aligns with the Stoic practice of seeking balance and understanding. Intelligent people avoid saying "there's no middle ground" because they recognize the importance of compromise and finding common ground in resolving political and social issues. By embracing a Stoic approach to dialogue and negotiation, they ensure that their interactions are respectful, empathetic, and geared towards achieving harmony and progress. This commitment to balance and understanding not only enhances personal relationships, but also contributes to a more cohesive and effective political climate. Remember, the journey towards wisdom and understanding is never complete, and each day offers a new opportunity to learn.